12 Precinct, Yamana. No, ma'am. You have to report obscene phone calls to the phone company. No, ma'am. I don't want to hear what the man said. No, 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 ma'am. Hold it, lady. Shame on you.
What's happening?
Obscene phone call.
No kid.
My first one.
You sure that wasn't for me?
No, 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 no. For me. My voice turned her on. The more I talk, the dirtier she got. Getting along fine.
Proud of yourself taking good people out of their home and throwing them in the street.
I told you, it's not my idea.
Oh, yeah? I hope you can sleep tonight.
Okay, just keep it down. What do we got?
This is Elena Elizondo and Dorji...
Jorge!
Jorge Rodriguez. They're from that flea bag hotel.
Hey, it's not a flea bag hotel. It's our home.
It's not your home anymore. You're being evicted.
Whoa,
they're tearing the place down.
Whoa, Joe, I'm sure they're aware of the circumstances. Just tell me what happened.
Well, I went down there with a couple uniforms, and I showed them the eviction notice and asked them to please vacate the premises, and they all started yelling at me in some foreign language.
It was not a foreign language. It was Spanish.
And then?
And then they come slamming the doors in my face. So I told them they're going to get arrested if they don't obey the court order. And they all start throwing garbage at me from all the landings.
You two are the representatives of the tenant group?
I was selected due to my vast experience with the police department.
You have a record, Miss Elizondo?
Yes, a spotless one. 17 arrests and no convictions.
Very commendable.
There's a couple other hookers in the building, but the rest are mostly decent people.
Decent? What do you know about decent? You take an innocent woman and a pathetic old man out of their home and throw them in jail? That's decent?
Just have a seat, Miss Elizondo. You'll be able to call your attorney.
I don't need no attorney. I'm calling the eyewitness news.
That's up to you.
El Cito?
Senor Rodriguez. Lucky?
Yeah, got it. Captain?
Yeah.
Disturbance at Landry's market on 7th.
Okay, you and, you and your mana. Nick? Listen, Dietrich. You've been working here quite a while now. I see no reason why you shouldn't call me Barney. I mean, everybody else does, you know.
I just didn't want to seem overly familiar.
Well, I mean, sometimes I feel our communication between us is not as efficient as it might be. Maybe this will help alleviate it.
It's possible.
All right.
Listen, why don't you call me Arthur?
Oh, yeah, all right. Arthur?
Here you go.
Captain?
Yes, Dietrich?
Got you.
We are not alone.
Right in here, miss.
I would have paid for everything. Really, I would have.
This is our disturbance?
Shoplifting.
She was going up and down the aisles in the market, eating stuff as she was going along.
I didn't think anyone would mind.
We got there, she was in produce making a salad.
Roughage, it's very important to the diet.
I agree. Don't you think you should have paid for it first?
I don't have any money.
They insisted on pressing charges. They want to make her an example.
You're going to have to give some further information to Detective Dietrich.
Well, if I can.
Okay, just have a seat.
Now, Martin. What am I supposed to do about Mr. Rodriguez?
Look, Miss Elizondo, you must understand that sooner or later, you're going to have to vacate that building.
And go where?
Well, I can't tell you precisely.
Neither can anybody else.
But there are departments, city agencies that are there to help you be relocated.
We talked to them already.
And?
They're going to take us under advisement. It's too cold outside to be taken under advisement.
Miss Elizondo, if there's a confrontation, someone may get hurt.
Hey, that's up to you. But we're staying.
All right, Wardrobe, let's put him in the cage. I'm sorry, we're going to have to hold him. Come on.
Okay,
No vamos a tener que quedar aquí.
En la cárcel?
Come
on, sí. Come on. Señor. ¿Por qué no pueden dejar a un viejo como yo en su casa que viva los últimos años de su vida en digna y tranquilidad?
He wants to know why can't an old man be allowed to stay in his own home for the last years of his life in peace and dignity?
Tell him I'm terribly sorry, but there's absolutely nothing I can do about it.
Dice el Capitán Miller que comprende nuestro problema, pero tough luck.
Thank you.
Ma'am?
What?
We're going to have to get a little information.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Full name? So, we'll get back to that. How about your address? Birthday? Favorite color?
Blue.
Good, we'll work from there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Nick?
Inspector?
Say hello home.
Inspector, what brings you around?
Bonnie, I just dropped by to tell you you might not be seeing too much of the old inspector for a while.
Transferred?
No. It's just I never used up all my vacation time. You know, it's been piling up. So the department wants me to take some of it now.
You've never taken a vacation?
Oh, yeah, back in what? 49. Remember when they were renovating the music hall? Huh? The Rockettes, you know, they weren't there, so I went over to Jersey for a few days.
Well, you deserve the rest, Inspector.
Thanks, Juan. I thought maybe you could give me a few ideas, you know, places to go, things to see.
We're a little busy around here. It's kind of hectic. Well, we got that hotel eviction thing going on.
Oh, them people still hold up,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I've been trying to deal with their representatives here, but...
Want me to have a few words with them, Bonnie?
No,
I mean, that's part of my job, you know?
Well, no,
ironing out them delicate situations.
Listen,
sort of put a diplomatic cap on the local hostiles.
Really not necessary.
No problem at all, Bonnie.
Thanks.
Buenos dias, senor. Señorina. Que pasa? Inspector Luger, New York Police Department.
So?
So you people gotta get out of there.
Okay?
No, you gotta, you know, vamos a promesos. Get out, you understand?
A ti cuando te digan vas y respondes, eh?
Huh? Give me that again. Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Well, the feeling's mutual, huh?
You wanted to see me in my office?
Oh, yeah, Bonnie, sure. Sorry, I couldn't help you out there, Bonnie. Seems to be a little language barrier with
well,
them.
Understandable. Yes, Arthur?
I think I better run over to Bellevue.
Why, what's the problem?
From what I've observed, I think she's in a fugue state.
Oh?
It's one of several psychological disorders commonly classified as dissociative phenomena.
Oh.
talking about amnesia.
Oh!
Sister don't remember her name, where she's from, nothing.
No identification?
No.
From what I've heard, true amnesia is relatively rare, isn't it?
Yes, but...
I mean, she could be faking.
No, I don't think so.
Listen, she's a... quite an attractive young lady. Are you sure you're not being influenced by that?
Believe me, she's displaying all the classic symptoms of the disorder. Disoriented behavior patterns, selective memory process, disassociative replies.
Okay, if you're sure.
Eyes like that don't lie.
Why don't you run her over?
Thanks, Mark. All right, I'm going to take you over to see some doctors.
Listen, I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
Hey, forget it. If you haven't already.
Captain Miller, Mr.
Clayton Walsh, Captain
Walsh.
Drexler Boss Corporation. We own the Manchester Hotel.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Well, there are still people in there, Captain.
I'm aware of that, too.
Yes, well, I have the final court order directing you to clear the premises by 3 p.m. today.
Thank you.
It's 2:47.
I'm aware of that.
Yes, well, all right then. It's 2:48.
Mr. Walsh! Mr. Walsh, I'm sure you would prefer if we could settle this matter peacefully without resorting to force.
Well, of course. We're not brutes.
All right, that'll take a little time.
It's 2:49.
Mr. Walsh!
Captain, I do not particularly enjoy being the heavy. But that court order is explicit. And it is almost 3 o'clock.
I know.
And I do have to know what you're going to do.
What I'm going to do is consider all the possibilities and weigh all the consequences. But first, I'm going to have my lunch.
He's an absolute bear when he's hungry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Oh, Inspector. It's always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's always a pleasure to see you, too, Greenberg.
Levitt.
Close. Hey, Levitt, did you ever go anywhere?
Baltimore.
Anything to do there?
No, sir.
You've been a big help, Levitt.
Anytime, sir. Sir,
Captain, it's 4:15.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh.
Sir?
What, Levitt? What?
Well, I heard some of the men downstairs discussing the eviction situation, and I just wanted you to know that I would like to join the assault team.
Be no assault team.
No, sir.
Reason, Levitt. That's what we're going to use. Reason. Any idiot can use force.
What's ever needed, sir?
Levitt.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for volunteering.
Of course, when I said assault, I was thinking from the intellectual public relations point of view, sir.
Of course.
I'll be right over there, sir. You need me. Reading.
Oh, fine. I checked him for priors, and Rodriguez is clean, and Elizondo's been almost a year since she's been picked up.
Hey, you mean arrested.
All right, Walter, open it up.
Hey, hold it. Wait a minute. What are you doing?
Detective Walter Hose is going to take him back to the hotel.
Captain, you can't do that.
Take it easy. Now, look. I am letting you go back there because I think you're intelligent enough to understand the reality of this situation.
Okay.
Dice el Capitán Miller que cree que somos bastante inteligentes para comprender la situación.
Oh, muchas gracias.
The point is there can be no more extensions, no more discussions, and unless there is some concrete progress made, I am going to be forced to go in there and clear that place out with whatever means necessary.
You don't scare us, Captain.
Well, that's unfortunate, Miss Elizondo, because maybe you should be scared. I mean, this is a frightening situation. It's dangerous. People can get hurt. And I wish you would go back there and tell that to the rest of those tenants.
I will do that. But I don't think it will do any good.
Thank you.
Captain, how could you do this to me?
Nothing personal, Mr. Walsh. Nothing personal.
You know, I have a home. I'd kind of like to keep it, too.
What are you worried about? Just explain it to your superiors.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to face Drexler and Boss. They're animals.
Any for Mojo yet?
No.
Thank you. You know, Harris, it's amazing. In the midst of all this hugga-mugga, what with the eviction and everything else, you seem to be able to remain above it all. Sort of carve out your own personal sanctuary, free from petty annoyances, uncluttered by the minor irritations of the day.
Why, thank you.
You think you could work up these manpower requests?
Oh, sure. Oh, I can squeeze this in, Bart.
Thanks.
Why don't you give me a coat?
Oh.
You can just have a seat over there and I'll be right back.
Whatever you say.
I thought you were going to take it to Bellevue.
I did.
And?
They confirmed my diagnosis. They said it was probably the result of some severe emotional crisis.
That sounds like something that they'd want to keep her there for a while, huh?
Well, they don't have any private room available. I don't want to win an award. Well, I mean, it would be inconvenient.
Well, what are you going to do with her?
Thought I'd get her a room at the Greenwich. So I could keep an eye on her. I'd be in close proximity. Maybe I could help her remember something.
Dietrich, I don't have to remind you about the danger of getting personally involved with a suspect.
Oh, I can handle it, boy.
I mean, this is no Mickey Spillane novel where the hard-boiled detective falls for the beautiful amnesiac.
She's just another case to me. With your average sensational gams.
He's around. What happened?
Easy, what's going on?
You won't believe what happened, sir.
We get there, we take him into the hotel. We come out of the door, and all of a sudden, about 2 dozen patrol cars come roaring up in front of the building.
Sirens blaring, brakes screeching.
I'll tell it, Levin.
I just wanted to do the color.
Patrol cars? Whose command?
Manhattan South. They said we'd been relieved of the detail.
Manhattan's? Hey, get on the phone to Manhattan South. Oh, son. I want to talk to the watch commander.
Right. Well, they got out with a bullhorn, special weapons, started surrounding the building.
Did they go in?
Well, not when we left. Warning. Captain Dorr.
Captain? Captain Miller here. What the hell are you doing in my precinct? Yes, I am referring to the Hotel Manchester. Orders? Whose orders? Commissioner.
Arnie, I'll talk to you in your office for a minute.
Thank you, Captain. Yeah.
What the hell is Commissioner think he's...
You know anything about this, Inspector?
Yeah, but before I hit you with it, Barney, I want it on the record that this is the most distasteful, revolting duty I've ever had to perform.
All right, Inspector, what is it?
All right, I'm here in the official capacity, Barney, to inform you that as of now and pending final decision of the official review hearing, you're being relieved of command and placed on modified assignment.
You are joking.
That has some other garbage in here about insubordination and failure to properly execute an authorized court order.
Well, they can take their court order and...
All right, Woja.
Well, Barnes isn't fair.
Somebody's going to get a very hot letter.
Actually, I'm not that surprised. I mean, look, they wanted something done, and I was unwilling to do it. Happens every so often, right, Inspector? When it comes with the territory.
Now, Bonnie, I'm supposed to ask you for your gun, your badge.
Yes, that is the procedure.
Thank you. Now, I guess I'm supposed to pass these on to the next in command, who's senior, Bonnie.
Nick.
Oh, my God.
There you go, Nick. I guess you're in charge for a while.
I think I may demur.
Nick, the responsibility of running the squad is now yours.
and I have complete confidence in your ability to do it.
I'll do the best I can.
And I'm sure you'll receive the same cooperation and respect that it's been my privilege to receive.
Right, Bart.
I'll be in my office. Doing something.
Okay, Nick, so what do we do?
Well, what do you say we call it a day?
TV Land reminds you to kindly decline all invitations to participate in weekend activities. After all, you have plans for this weekend and every weekend to watch TV Land Fandemonium, 48-hour marathons of one show with all the best episodes. It's weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed, only on TV Land.